The new Hobbs and Shaw movie starring Sayuli Dwayne The Rock Johnson has had some critical responses, especially within the Samoan community, regarding the portrayal of Samoan culture in the film, while others, including Samoa PM Tuila Epa Sailele Malilengoi, were supportive of Sayuli and proud to see Samoa represented on the big screen. We're joined this morning now in studio by Mr. John Tui, who played Cal Hobbs in the movie, for more on his experience and his take on some of the criticisms with that. Mālo lele, and great to have you on the show this morning, Toko.
Kia ora, tarofalava, mālo lele. Thanks for having me on this beautiful morning, Brian.
Thank you, and thank you for joining us and taking time out of your busy schedule, Docs, to join us. Let's get straight into it. Talk to me about everything, the whole experience of Hobbs and Shaw, The Rock, Roman Reigns, working on a megastar action franchise. Man, tell me all
That's
about it.
I mean, you put it together, an action franchise, in its ninth movie, and what an honour. It was an honour, man. I've been an actor, I've always said to myself, I hoped to get the chance to work with The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, you know. I know he's Afkasi Meuli in Samoa, yeah, but that's a Samoan face. That's our guy. That's our Polynesian icon of our time and generation, you know. I don't see anybody surpassing him for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And for him to... You know, I hear the criticism, but that's just our people. Yeah. They have every right to you know, listen, there's not one moment I step into the box in front of the camera and know that I not only represent my parents and my family, but the Tongan community will judge me harshly. Trust me, the amount of aunties and uncles, they come up and say jokes. My thing is, you know... there's got to be a bit of forgiveness for DJ, and he was brought up in America. We're different down there because we're closer to Samoa, Tonga, and Fiji, so we hold ourselves accountable at a different level. Mm-hmm. And our American brothers and those who live in Europe are away from the islands, so that constant natural source to tap into is not there. And in saying that, I get it. I absolutely get it. I'm from South Auckland, born and raised out here. I know our humour, and we tell the truth, bro. We tell the truth. I was just proud to do the Siva Tau standing next to this man. I see how he works. I see how busy he is. What he's done for Samoa is amazing. If you strip it back, if you take away the criticism about how he's pronouncing the words, the man looks phenomenal. He's used the platform that he's on to get Hollywood to shine its light on Samoa, you know? We're so avid and staunch in supporting our athletes, and we're so critical of them. I'd like that same support for our artists as well. And, yeah, man, it was an honour. It was an honour to be there.
So for you, JT, in terms of Sayuli's desire to, you know, have the best representation of his, you know, Samoan culture, was genuine.
Yeah, he is very proud of his Samoan heritage. And when I met his mother, she talked about their days when they were here in Auckland as well. And people tend to forget that he grew up here. But the journey that he has been on and what he's done, not only for his wrestling family, and then to make that transition from wrestling into the movies, he is our Arnold Schwarzenegger for this time, you know. And when I was there working with him and I heard his Samoan, like, I didn't have time to critique it because I was just grateful to the Lord to be able to put me in that position to work with the number one action star of our time.
Did you get starstruck? You know, talk to me about your very first meeting. What was your describe and be honest, bro. What was your very first, you know, thoughts when you met him?
I was impressed. Yeah. The man's a specimen. He's, you know, and that's just like us, you know, the toy, and you want to test to see if the... Sorry, when I was looking at him, I was like, my man, he's got abs on abs, shoulders on shoulders. And then in my mind, you know, I get a bit like jealous, and I'm like, well, can you run it straight? No. Look, minute grass cut.
You can take the boy out of rework.
Hard, man. Hard. I was, he's everything I expected him to be. I was impressed at the the staging of Hobbs and Shaw. This franchise is all about cars and engines and stuff and everything that's happened in the past. So for Universal to put attention to Dwayne, because, you know, he's got that beef with Vin Diesel, you know. But I'll support. I'm poly everything, brother.
Yeah.
So and I was really proud that he you know, I auditioned once, and he told me, you know, I loved your audition, so it was a pleasure to fly over here and I'll do this. And I'm Tongan, you know, and we've got Cliff Curtis in this, and he's, you know, he's Māori, so he's Dwayne. I don't know if it was a strategic move, but to have a lot of different Polynesians playing as brothers was a universal move, and I really respect them for that.
So Samoan, Tongan, Māori, you've worked on a lot of projects, and, you know, I mean, from Shortland Street to Power Rangers to Lord of the Rings, you know. Just talk to me, please, Docs, about the scale. When you've got a budget of, what, over $100 million and money is not really an object, just the scale of the production and just, you know, the enormity
it's
of the
massive.
Whole thing.
It's very different. We work differently down here. Over there, it's all about time, speed, and money. Because if you lose time, you lose money. So you're, you know, it's very different. The Americans operate on a totally different scale. Like, if I walked around out here, there'd be a few people that might recognize me. But over there, celebrities are worshipped, you know. And that's what I say to people. Like, it's nice following people on Instagram and seeing celebrities. But, man, worship only goes to one. You know, so there's only one God out there, and that's where the worship should go. Two, don't forget your parents. Three, stay humble. That's what defines us as Polynesians, is our humility. Like I said, I've never been on a production as big as Hobbs and Shaw. And to be there, when Samoa came up on the silver screen for me, when I saw the word and the name Samoa on there, the Polynesian in me started crying, because I could not believe that the world is going to be seeing Samoa on the map. So all the criticisms that Dwayne gets, it won't faze him. He's still going to be doing him, you know. I think if you can do better, then go out there and become the biggest action star.
Yes.
And have Hollywood so interested in your life that they would be like, you know what, let's do something and take it back to your essence and your heritage.
Yeah.
Dwayne's done that. So the criticisms, I laugh at it, because, that's exactly, if I saw a Tongan actor out there putting Tongan on the map and his pronunciations were wrong, man, they're going to, you know.
Docs, were there any words that you wanted to, in your own self, like, ooh, no, this is actually how you...
I wanted to, in my heart, because I also answered to the Samoan community here.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting there, like, when I heard the Uso talking, I was just like, oh, brother, you know, your people where I'm from, oh, they're going to go in, brother.
Now, the word that I heard a lot, you know, in terms of the marketing and advertising for the film, this one word, ainga. Ainga. Did you feel that on the set, especially amongst the cast and crew?
Absolutely. On every project that I'm on, I try to get to know everybody, from makeup, wardrobe, to the stunties, and all the extras. And there, a lot of Samoan brothers, a lot of the Usos were from California, Hawaii, you know. And me being from New Zealand and knowing the Samoan, growing up around the Samoan community here, it was... I held a different standard, you know what I mean?
Similar, did you find? Or
we're different, bro.
Yeah.
You know, we're very different.
Biggest difference
is
to you.
The way we floss is different. You know, we're just more connected. I feel, and I own this opinion, because we're closer to the islands, we're a bit more held accountable for our whakasamoa and anga whakatonga, all of that. Eh? So yeah.
JT, talk to me about you know, what's some of the your upcoming projects, please. What's in the pipeline for you?
Man, there's a you know, I can't wait. I can only talk so much, so I could just mention names, but I've got a movie coming out soon, The Legend of Baron Toa. I can't just Google it, guys. And then another one called Savages. And then I've got a comedy coming out from Australia too, so I'm gratefully working and paying these bills like the rest of us.
Come on. Docs, finally, for every you know, listener, everyone that's viewing online that aspires to that similar pathway, for the boy from Manurewa, James Cook High School, South Auckland, to, you know, working with the biggest action star on the planet, what's the words of encouragement this morning, Docs?
Don't chase fame. Don't chase those likes and comments. Don't ridicule yourself out there. I see a lot of Instagram stuff and YouTube stuff out there. Just don't forget that your grandchildren will be watching this, even though you're in the moment. Be accountable for everything that you put out there. And but have your integrity and pride intact. It's a great time to be Polynesian. And we have so many stories to tell, and hopefully I'll be working with or for some listeners out there. Thank you. O whaatu, ko au sione tui.